Hey guys, welcome to the Bridges Movies Podcast. This is Memo. I'm here with my good friend.
What's up, guys? Eddie.
This is probably the most drunken episode we're going to have ever because we've been drinking for a good while now and we don't have shit planned, you know? No plans whatsoever.
I'm pretty fucked up. We don't have that.
And matter of fact, we got a cooler here. Today we just turned on the fucking microphone.
Today we got fucking drunk and we're gonna record right now.
And we don't have a movie plan.
We have no plan of what we're doing.
We usually, I mean, it's not like
give me cheers. Wait, what are we drinking today? Me, Eddie, I'm drinking a Quilmes Cerveza Argentina. Pretty popular in their country.
Yeah, it used to be sponsored by some Argentine teams.
Right, I think Boca was.
Boca.
And what do you drink?
Some small team from Argentina, right?
Yeah, I'm a River fan.
I don't give a fuck about Argentinian football. Okay, I'm drinking Estrella Damm, which is Barcelona.
Yeah.
Which I don't give a fuck about them because I'm a Real Madrid fan.
You're the worst person to have that beer.
Real Madrid. But if I must...
This is looking really bad for you.
If I must...
I think this is their official beer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I must, Real Madrid. But if I must, Barcelona's beer is...
It's a good brew. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was going
to
be super.
Messi would have wanted to produce this with the fucking Argentine national team way.
Yeah.
Instead of retiring, you know?
It's really good. It's like a weird shaped bottle, but.
Looks like a wine bottle.
Yeah. But in this episode, we have no structure. We have no plan. We're just getting drunk as we speak. I think I'm like already like 7 beers in, right? Or how many are you in?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Six, seven.
Whatever beers.
These aren't like
peasant beers.
Your Bud Light.
These aren't your Stripes beers.
Yeah. These fucking hit me pretty good. Like in the second one, I was already like buzzing. And then what do we do right now before this? Just before this.
Oh, we chugged some seltzer that I found in my fridge. We're at my house. At Memo's house, you know.
We chugged the White Claw.
In case you don't recognize the voices by now.
Say we chugged the White
Claw. It was shout out to my friend Ashley and Melly who left that in my fridge like 2 weeks ago. That they were at my house drinking. They left that there.
Yeah.
I'm glad they forgot it, you know.
It's good. I didn't expect to like White Claw much, but that flavor is good. It's black cherry.
Yeah. Right? Not bad at all whatsoever.
I'm starting to... How to get a soft spot for all seltzers.
Mm.
They're really good.
This is three is not good. I think this is the only good thing that came out of Barcelona. Barcelona.
Maybe, I don't know, kid named Leo Messi, but.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
But today we're talking movies, just fucking movies. What do we like? What do we.
I feel like this is what the original Beers and Movies podcast should have been in. Because we used to do this when we were like at 2-3 a.m. like quoting movies.
Yeah, and then just getting drunk and just quoting movies.
This is how the idea of this podcast came about, you know. Mm-hmm. Like how we mentioned in the episode, we just start quoting movies. So that's what we kind of want to do today.
Like right now we're going over like a lot of movies that we enjoy.
I think let's start with comedy. Tell me one of your favorite comedy.
My favorite comedy of all time you're talking about?
No, just any comedy scene, any comedy clip, anything that you want to recommend right now that comes right off the bat.
The one that always comes to mind, and I think I kind of send it to you sometimes, The Knocked Up.
Remember Seth Rogen?
Everybody knows that movie, Seth Rogen, Leslie Mann, Paul Rudd,
and
Katherine
Heigl.
When they're in that dinner scene where they found out they're pregnant, they're going out with as a like a double date, right?
Yeah.
And they're like,
well, like, but you gotta mention that Seth Rogen's character is kind of out of place because he doesn't have a really a job.
He's like a he doesn't he's like a
He has like
I was a one-night stand for sure.
So okay. So then they go to like a fancier place for him.
They're pretty fancy. In LA, you know.
Yeah.
And they're having dinner and shit, you know, and they're and Paul Rudd starts talking about with like things that could happen, like if he didn't have kids with his wife and shit. Mm-hmm. And his wife starts getting all mad. She's like, okay, condescending. She's like, what would you do? What would you do differently that wasn't? It was like, oh, I'll go to India. Like, oh, you want to go to India? Go to India.
Go to fucking India.
What the fuck, we want to go to India? But it was just an example, right? Like,
yeah, because the guy was trying to say that once you have kids, you can't do anything you want. You know?
Yeah.
But that's a good scene. If you haven't seen Knocked Up, fucking watch it right now.
The scene of where I was...
Stop listening to this episode. Watch it Knocked Up right now.
No, keep enjoying the episode. Just watch it.
Just kidding.
It was a joke. I'm sober. Is this the good movie, Knocked Up?
I apologize for any...
You know what? This just turned into a recommendation episode of...
Yeah. And I was going to apologize for any long pauses. If there's long pauses, we're just pounding drinks right now, you know?
We're not going to...
We are, you know,
this turned into a recommendation of movies right here today. I say Knocked Up, underrated movie.
08 movie, 09, 08, 07.
Directed
shit.
By Judd Apatow, who obviously made classics like 40 Year Old Virgin. What's the one we just saw?
This is 40.
This is 40.
And a good fucking cast and Knocked Up. Okay. Obviously, Seth Rogen, Paul Rudd,
who never fucking ages, apparently.
I guess he's the same since
the 2000s.
Ageless, bro. Excuse me.
What fucking superpower does he have?
Paul Rudd, Leslie Mann.
Leslie Mann, which is the wife of the director, Judd Apatow.
We also got
shit, dude. I'm fucking broke.
This is gonna be a good drunk episode.
Yeah. Yeah, Leslie Mann and Katherine Heigl,
and then Knocked Up. We also got like Jason Segel.
Jason Segel's like a background. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah.
We got a bunch of Jonah Hill comes out too.
Jonah fucking Hill comes out. Jay Baruchel.
Yeah, dude, there's a good fucking cast of comedians, bro. And they're like starting up back then. Like,
yeah, they were like all that part of like
07, 08, you know, like they weren't that big right now.
They're super bad.
Jonah Hill was not fucking an Academy nominated actor, you know?
Not yet. But I remember in that movie.
You know what's one of the funniest scenes from now that we mentioned Knocked Up? There's a scene where, okay, because basically Seth Rogen's character is a roomies with, you know, Jason Segel, Jonah Hill,
and they're like
Jay.
Five people living there.
There's like five people living there. And their fucking job or how they want to make money is that they have a porn site.
It's not really a porn. It's like
not a porn site, but like where they tell you where celebrities
had
exposed themselves, sex scenes,
and at what minute
to go into that scene, what minute, what movie, what celebrity, flash, you know, exposes themselves.
Yeah.
And to be one of the funniest scenes,
I don't know where you're going.
when Katherine Heigl's character visits Seth Rogen. For the first time after she's pregnant, so now they kind of have a relationship, and you know, Katherine Heigl arrives. Seth Rogen, you know, goes, I'm gonna just go change his shirt, and she sits in the living room
with all these fucking creeps.
With all these fucking creeps, bro.
I think it's like a girl like a shroomed out or something.
Yeah. The girlfriend. Yeah, she's like, oh, how does it feel to be pregnant?
<You're> like,
yeah, she starts laughing. And then Jonah Hill is like in a lazy boy watching a movie. And Jessica girl just takes her top off. And then Catherine Heigl looks at him like fucking perplexed. And then Jonah Hill is with a notepad. And his response was just, "Oh, just another day at the office." Just another day at the office. And then Catherine Heigl was just like, "Fuck, you know?
What the fuck did I get into?
For a one night fucking stand, bro."
God damn it. Knocked Up is a great fucking movie, dude.
Yeah. And now that we have Knocked Up, you know, watch This Is 40, because it's kind of
a sequel. It's like a spiritual sequel.
Spiritual sequel, because some characters come out again, but the main characters of Knocked Up don't.
But they're both like great characters, like the same ones.
Knocked Up, I mean, I'm sorry, This Is 40.
Yeah, this is 40 good.
The principal scene,
which we're not going to say because it's important to the movie. I want him to experience it firsthand. Let's talk about, well, some of your best movies you've seen in the last 10 years, man. What is that? I'm asking you.
Okay, so that'd be 2011 and...
Yeah, what? Okay, what's the best movie that you fucking saw that you was like, holy shit, that fucking movie? I wouldn't mind. Right now. 2011. You want me to start?
Yeah.
You start.
Oh, fuck you, start.
Okay. Parasite. I know, I think nobody would disagree with me. Fucking Parasite was amazing.
Parasite was amazing, but if I must, I will tell you that not everyone has seen it.
No, they should see it by now. I mean,
no, they should. I'm saying
this is why we're here. I mean,
yeah.
Parasite was a North Korean, South Korean. Nah, if it was no, it wouldn't even happen.
Yeah,
South Korean movie
for obvious reasons
that won
four Academy Awards,
or including Best Picture at the Oscar,
which is the best one, the one that leaves
exactly. It won
the last award of the night,
Best Foreign and Best Picture.
What else do you fucking want?
A lot of people have seen this movie, but if you haven't. This movie is amazing. Basically, it's called Parasite for the same reason that what it stands for, that a family takes advantage of leeches off another rich family. Mm-hmm. A poor family leeches off a rich family.
Yeah.
For jobs, right? Like for a job. Not even for.
We did an episode earlier in the last year, I think. Parasite.
I fucking love that movie, dude.
Check that episode on if you want to...
No, watch the movie and then check out the episode.
Check out the episode first. Who gives a shit?
You know? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So, okay. But 2011.
You.
2011.
Tell me, wait.
I think fucking one of my favorite movies in the last decade that we've lived that's been full of fucking a pandemic and shit. Fuck the pandemic, you know. I want to say Interstellar.
2014.
And Christopher Nolan.
Chris Nolan. That movie was so special to me, dude. Like
for me, it hits everything. Matthew McConaughey, even though he didn't win the Oscar for that movie, Matthew McConaughey won the Oscar for his performance in Dallas Buyers Club,
which is amazing too.
Just fucking amazing too.
Also, Jared Leto won.
That's crazy. For example, for me, that's crazy. Like, we'll go back to Interstellar, but for me, it's crazy that Jared Leto won an Oscar for that great fucking performance. And for me, I still see him as the fucking singer of 30 Seconds to Mars. Like, for me, like, for because the...
That happens.
For Jared Leto, for me, he's a musician to me, because that's how I first learned about Jared Leto.
Yeah.
You know, he's the guitarist or lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah. And 30 Seconds to Mars is a fucking great fucking rock band.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it is. What are you talking about? I mean, yeah, of course. Hey, but you know what I hate? That people give him shit for being casted as Joker. And him not being a great Joker, which I admit is he's not a great Joker.
But that was not his fault. I think the screenplay and the fucking
script
for
or even his look, for, you know,
that was not his fault.
It wasn't his fault. Yeah, it wasn't his fault exactly. But what I'm saying is like people give him shit for like you know, I guess like overrated, like which is not even fair. It's not fair. I mean, fucking, have you seen this guy act, bro?
If you want to see a good fucking performance for Jared Leto, watch Dallas Buyers Club.
Dallas Buyers Club, god damn, dude. Both of them.
Good fucking movie, bro.
Good movie. Great movie, which is a true story.
Also, yeah. By the way. Yeah, it is. Anyways, going back to Interstellar.
Wait. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
No.
We already.
No, we were Interstellar. I'm going to go next. I'm going to make a point.
Okay, now. Interstellar. 2014.
Hey, a great fucking year for movies. 2014.
2014.
We had Whiplash.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. We had Gone Girl, for fuck's sake.
Gone Girl.
I think we had a Tarantino movie in that year. Let me check my phone because this is allowed. I mean, that's a great fucking year for movies.
Interstellar, Gone Girl.
Oh, fuck, man.
Okay, well, Interstellar. I think Interstellar was probably the best movie that's related to, you know, Life was also good in 2014. Now that we're talking about...
Was that 2014?
I want to say it was 2014. Now that we're talking about...
We had John Wick. We had great movies. Hold on, I'm getting there, but keep telling me.
Okay.
I'm searching.
Interstellar, which had a fucking badass cast to start off with, Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, Michael Caine, Alfred.
Oh, which is a regular.
Yeah, for any Christopher Nolan movie. And it's a good movie because of the story. You know, astronauts trying to go into space to find a living to save the world. And everything that's entitled with the movie, the relationship with a father and daughter.
Daughter and the fucking graphics or...
The mind fuck in the end.
But let's not mention that, but...
Because...
Hey, you know what?
For me, that's one of the reasons that the movie... was great.
You should have seen this by now.
Yeah, because the movie takes you to from beginning to like halfway or beginning to three-fourths of the movie. It makes it something believable.
Yeah.
And then it's a mindfuck from there on. I think that's why Interstellar is one of the great movies from 2014 over the last decade.
I agree because a lot of people, like, they say, you know, this movie's like, you know, it's kind of boring. I've heard that before. I've heard him say it's boring.
That movie fucking costs, like, $1 million per minute, bro. Literally.
So you can't say that.
$1 million per fucking minute, bro.
Hey,
I'm going to get a beer, guys, if you don't mind.
Get in there. Hey, you know my sister? She got sick watching... Interstellar.
What?
She got sick. She felt sick watching that movie. My young sister of my oldest. Not Gabby.
You're the youngest one. What are you talking about?
It's confusing. Not my oldest loved it. My oldest sister loved it. But
Gabby's the oldest, right?
Yeah. And but the younger one, she fucking got sick from her stomach watching that movie. Can you believe that? I don't understand. Don't even ask me how that fucking works.
It could have been a stomach fuck, maybe.
She gets sick with space movies for some fucking reason. Mm.
Anyways, okay. Interstellar was fucking good for me.
Interstellar. Okay, it was good.
Well, okay, last
check this out, but let me just go back to I'm going to tell you some movies from 2014.
Man. Okay.
You got Whiplash, Grand Budapest Hotel, Wes Anderson. Birdman, wait.
Oh, Birdman, Michael Keaton, bro. Keaton's second fucking win, bro. Like,
he should have won that best actor. Where I think he should have
won. Didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Birdman won for the best
picture.
Best picture.
Mexican director Alejandro Iñárritu, which I'm really proud of. American Sniper is also another one from 2014. That was a great fucking year.
Great fucking Bradley Cooper performance.
It was great, dude. Speaking of Bradley Cooper, you know what movie I love from him?
You're going to tell me that Jennifer Lawrence movie?
Yes, I'm going to tell you that Jennifer Lawrence movie. What's the problem with that? That movie is amazing. God damn.
Diaries of something? What's it called?
Oh, it's Silver Linings Playbook. I've seen the movie maybe six times.
It was in the longest time on Netflix. Is it still on Netflix?
I don't know, but what's the problem?
No.
You like it? You see it? Did you even see it? Let me know.
It's there.
Hey, if you didn't like it, it's okay, but did you see it? I'm asking.
I want to say it did, but I need to watch it again.
That is, in my opinion, Bradley Cooper's best performance.
Didn't Jennifer Lawrence win an Oscar?
She won an Oscar for that one. Yeah, she deserved that one. That's a great movie, dude.
Well, you can't go wrong with Jennifer Lawrence.
No, you really can't. They have a... I don't know.
Anyways. This is Tres. Pretty fucking good, you know.
Fuck you.
Okay, so
what's a movie you recommend that people don't know, so that you think they should watch?
Okay, so
most people
recently I saw someone asking for a movie to recommend and
scary movie,
scary horror. Which I know you're not a big fan. Not because you get scared, because you're just not a big fan of scream.
It would put me on blast, right? No. I'm not a big fan of them just because I used to not find the point of them. But now I do, because they're getting kind of artsy now on me. They're getting kind of Hereditary. They're getting kind of Midsommar. You know, they're getting somewhere.
You know which one's good?
Tell me.
Sinister.
I haven't seen that one.
Ethan Hawke.
He's good. Ethan Hawke
is good. Good fucking actor, dude.
He's a good actor.
He's good. He's... how could I put it? Has he won an Oscar? No, right? I don't think he's...
He was nominated for Training Day with Denzel Washington.
Oh my god, Training Day.
Which is good, too. Wait,
good!
Which Denzel won.
Fucking movie, bro. But, okay, so he's not one of the bunch. He's a good actor.
He's nominated.
Ethan Hawke. He's a good fucking actor. So the premise of the movie is just that, you know, Ethan Hawke's character is a writer, and he's moving into the house where there's a bunch of, you know, brutal murders committed, and he finds the videos in the attic, and you know he's playing them, and
he's moving there on purpose. Or?
Yeah, because he wants to write a new book, because you know he's
but he's aware of this.
Yeah, his family isn't, though. He's married with two kids,
but his
wife isn't aware that where they're moving to, the house has a history.
Right.
But in the movie, you know, he starts like finding recordings in the attic of the murders, and you know that's where
recordings
because I don't want to get too much into it.
No, don't.
But like, he starts finding like videos or like fucking not videos, not VHS, VHS or anything like that. Not CDs, but fucking
DVDs.
No, not DVDs. Let's just say recordings. You know, I can't find the word.
But I understand.
No, it's where you put
projections.
Yeah. Like film.
Yeah.
He starts finding film of the murders.
But they're like present or they're old?
They're old.
Oh, good.
But it gets fucking creepy and scary.
I want to see that. I want to watch that now.
It's good. You should watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
Okay, and what do you recommend to watch?
Recommend to watch, which I've been bothering you about so much, underrated movie. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Tallahassee Knights?
No, but that one also, but I'm talking Layer Cake.
Oh, Layer Cake.
Layer Cake.
Daniel Craig.
With Daniel Craig, the new James Bond. Oh, the James Bond.
The James Bond that you probably know.
And love.
I know. I know.
I consider
Pierce Brosnan James Bond.
Yeah.
But the modern James Bond is
Daniel Craig. I consider Daniel Craig the best James Bond. In my stupid, humble piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's up to you.
But for me, like, I do remember Pierce Brosnan.
I grew
Brosnan.
Up, yeah, with
Pierce Brosnan,
yeah.
But the modern one, the 90s kids and older are going to remember Daniel Craig.
Yeah. But, okay, well, this movie is called Layer Cake. It's directed by Matthew Vaughn, who made Kick-Ass.
Kingsman.
All these fucking good movies, you know?
Yeah.
But it's based in London, so it's all London cast or British cast, you know. It's like a Martin Scorsese movie from London. From England. And it's fucking great. It just, things go wrong. They get twisted. It's about drug dealings. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. But that's one of my favorite movies. I've seen it like 6 times. I think. 7.
Another
great music too.
Yeah, great score one.
Yeah, great score. I'm putting you on right now. But watch that movie. It's on Prime. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Okay. We're like running out of things to say because we've been drinking so much.
I have to. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I have to go to the restroom. So fucking.
You're gonna have to wait. You remember that episode, like the 4th episode of the show?
Yeah.
Podcast where I need to pee. Back at my parents' house before I got married.
Let's see how far we can go right now.
Yeah. We only got a couple minutes left. So
but let's see how far we can go. Come on, let's drink.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm trying to think of another great fucking movie.
Remember my Layer Cake on Prime?
Layer Cake, last 10 years. Oh, I got one.
Gone Girl?
Not Gone Girl.
You haven't seen Gone Girl? Yeah,
really? I've seen Gone Girl.
I'm really pissed if you haven't seen Gone Girl.
No, it's a good fucking great movie. Okay, a great movie to fucking watch, and please watch it. Hell or High Water.
Hell or High Water is an underrated movie, Lee. That's true.
That movie proved to me that, what's this fucker's name? The good looking guy?
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine is not just his looks.
Ah, dude, that guy was always a good actor. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Okay.
It proved to you.
God damn it, let me finish. it proved to me that
to you.
He's not just
the pretty
a good looking guy. Like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, I don't like his acting.
Ryan Reynolds hasn't proved shit to me.
I don't like his acting.
He's not a good actor.
I don't like
him. Okay, and well, Chris Pine and Hell or High Water, fuck me. He's a fucking good actor, bro.
Dude, his fucking brother was even better. Ben Foster. Shit was amazing.
Hell or High Water, from when I saw it on Netflix. If not, paid 3 or 4 fucking $5. I don't give a shit. Watch it. God damn it.
That movie's amazing. It's about guys who like in like West Texas, right? They rob banks.
To try to preserve their family's
ranch. They're like, their acres.
Because they're behind on payments and shit. But it's a good fucking movie.
It's a good movie.
Also,
Tommy Lee Jones. Was it Tommy Lee Jones?
No. It's a guy who comes in the first Iron Man. Jeff Bridges,
which is amazing too.
That guy's fucking good.
That guy's great.
So please watch Hell or High Water.
That's a great recommendation. Give me some of this. Damn.
Okay, so I think we're gonna close it because
this is one of our experimental episodes where
we gotta go fucking pee, bro.
We gotta fucking pee, dude. Thanks for listening, guys. See ya.
Have a good one, guys.